Begin transmission.
Hey, what it is? It's 1930 UTC, and that means you're listening to another very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I am the chairman of this committee, and right now I am behaving in a crepuscular manner. Yes, it's true. It is twilight once again. A golden hour at Heron Haven, and I decided to come out here to see if there was going to be any dudes. Of course, why else do we come here? We're looking for crepuscular dudes right now. Oh, take my camera out of my pocket here, and let's see, what are we looking for? What do we need to find? Well, we could go try to find some scratties. Let's see. Well, should we walk up there to see if there's any marmots? Yeah, come on. Let's go up here to the bocage. And let's check this giant pile of logs. And look behind it and see if there's any matis in that hole. Or in the vicinity. I'm looking around. No matis. All right, into the forest we go. And just moments ago, I was watching the Lady Terps play lacrosse again, and they beat Johns Hopkins and blah, blah, blah. It was a good game. 19-16, final score. And apparently, it was the semifinal of the Big Ten tournament and blah, blah, blah. So, go Lady Terps. Why are they my favorite women's lacrosse team in college? Well, mostly because I like the uniforms. The thing about Maryland is that they have an interesting state flag. And I don't really know how to describe it other than, you know, it's quartered, and it kind of looks like it has that coat of arms vibe to it. And I'm something of a vexophile. I do enjoy flags. I like the idea. But the funny thing is I am, of course, from Nebraska, and we have one of the worst state flags ever. Just the state seal on a field of blue. You know, real creative, guys. You should see the Omaha city flag. It's just as bad. Same thing. City seal on a field of blue. Come on. But Maryland's is actually pretty cool. I've always liked the flag of Maryland. And a lot of schools in Maryland use that state flag motif for their uniforms. The Maryland football uniforms I've always thought were really cool, because they got the flag motif on the shoulders, and it looks cool. And the women's lacrosse team uniforms are very cool. They're black, and they have that, what's in here? Is somebody moving around in here? I walked by this bush and I heard a funny noise in here. Is it just a bird? Yeah, anyway, yeah, these uniforms are black and they have that flag motif as trim in places, and it just looks cool. Alright, so I'm standing by the sub pond. I'm looking for that little snapper who likes to come up to the edge of the pond here. We've seen him here twice, but he's not here now. There's a lot of frogs here instead. If he was here, I'm sure there would be less frogs. Both because some have been eaten, and others are afraid. All right, what was that? I walked by this bush and there was a strange noise. Ooh, look at that. And behind this bush, there's a kill site. There's a lot of feathers back there. I don't recognize what kind of feathers. I can't quite get back there to see, but a bird got eaten. A large bird. A large bird with white feathers. Okay, so continuing out to the boardwalk. I can already see some geese swimming over there. I'm looking for babies. Is that our family with babies? I'm on the boardwalk. No, I do not think they have babies with them. Nope. I'm now completely over the water. There's lots of little ripples in the water. Oh, little fishies are swimming away. And there's frogs darting here and there. Look at those fishies swimming. Oh, what else is going on? Yeah, lots of little fishy and frog movement. Those two geese, they're getting out of the water onto the weir. And yeah, definitely no babies. There's little circle ripples everywhere as little fishies eat. And I can hear all those little sucking sounds of dudes eating bugs in the water. It's pretty exciting. Even though there's not much going on. Yeah, that's the only water movement. Otherwise, oh, hello, Mr. Red-winged Blackbird. This red-winged blackbird hi. You look very nice. He just landed 2 meters away from me on the post. Yes, I like that red stripe in your wing. Yeah, it's very sporty. You have nice graphics. Yeah, I like the way you sound, too. That's a good call. Oh, and the sunlight's hitting him just right. He's a lovely little beardo. Beardo, that is the Esperanto word for bird. Oh, and right as I was trying to take a picture, the camera just got in focus, and I'm just about to push the button, and he took off. Okay, see you later. See you later, red-winged blackbird. Well, that was nice. So I'm walking out to the end of the boardwalk. There's a pair of geese off to my right. And they're about 40 meters out, sitting on a log on the edge of the pond. Oh, there's some ducks over there, too. No baby goosers, though. All right, so here we are at the edge, at the end of the boardwalk. I see some more geese over there, but I don't see any goosers, any goslings. Our baby goslings, where did they go? They must have gone over to the golf course. It's probably easier to feed them over there. Wow, lots of little fishies in the shallow bits here. Yeah, out here at the end of the boardwalk on the, on the left side, water's really shallow. Probably, 10, 12 centimeters deep. You can see all the little fishies. Oh, and who's that over there? And not, just about 10 meters. I see a shell in the water. I can see the top of a shell. Oh, he dove. How's that possible? The water's not very deep there. There's a turtle over there. I can't tell what kind of turtle it is. If he's a small western painted turtle or if he's a snapper. Oh, because this is where snappers like to be. And I've never seen western painted turtles in this area. And he has dived. I was going to say, he has doven. No, that's not the word I'm looking for. There is just a tiny little channel over there where he is that could be potentially a foot deep. Because that's where the water sneaks into another little one of the secret fingers. One of the little finger lakes in there. And he's patrolling. I can't see him anymore. sun is at such a low angle that it's just reflecting off the water. I can't see into the water. But that's most likely a snapper. It might not be. You know, don't quote me on this. I'm trying to see if I can get into a better position to see him. No, not really. I don't know where... Wait, is that him? Maybe. I do not know. Here comes some motorcycles. Everybody's favorite motorcycle gang. Being nice and loud. Interrupting my peaceful existence. Doo-doo-da-doo. Okay, so... Looks like all the action is winding down in the water. Although I am seeing some ripples from over where that turtle is. He's turtling it up. He's looking for turtle snacks. Yummy fish and crunchy frogs. Crunchy frogs! Now, don't you at least take out the bones? If we took out the bones, it wouldn't be crunchy, would it? Crunchy frog. One of my favorite Monty Python skits ever. But when I saw that one as a kid, how old was I when I first saw that? 7 or 8 years old? Crunchy frog just about killed me. That was just about the funniest thing I'd ever seen. Yeah, look at all these frogs jumping around here. As I leave the boardwalk, the frogs are hopping around out here. And look at that guy. He's sitting on a little log. See you later. He decided to hop away. Where's my scratties? All right. Walking back into the forest. Wait, what was that? Did I see something? No, it's just a piece of upturned bark. Okay, that's fine. So, let's head back into the forest, and I will recount to you a story. A story that some of you may have already heard, because when it happened, I was in calm and I told a few people. But regular listeners to this show will recognize the name of one of my friends, Doug. Doug is a very humorous and entertaining person. And lately, I haven't been able to hang out with him as much as we used to. He's a very busy guy. He's got a career. He sort of has a family. He married into a family and adopted her kids. But, you know, the kids are all grown up now and off in college and all that stuff, and he's not married anymore. I'm looking into the billabong and I saw something move, but it was just a fairly large frog. Okay, we can keep going. And I think he's got a girlfriend that something was telling me she lives in Kansas City, but now I don't remember exactly what the story is. Doug is very funny, but you have to be pretty smart to appreciate his humor. And since everybody here is pretty smart, you'd think he was hilarious, too. Well, so anyway, I got home yesterday from whatever I was doing. I was out doing something. And I get home and I check my mail, my email, and I've got this message from Doug. And I'm like, okay, sweet. So I open it up. And the very first line of the email is, Kevin Mitnick cloned my access card. Double space. Seriously. And it was, what? All right, if for some reason you do not know who Kevin Mitnick is, well, there's, what is that? I smell dudes. Are there some deer back here that I can't see that are hiding from me? Are there any deer back here? There might be. They're not going to admit it, even if they are. They're hiding. If you don't know who Kevin Mitnick is, there are at least 6 books on the market that you can read and you can learn all about him. There is even a movie that was made about him. I think it was called Takedown. Same title as one of the books. There was a lot of press coverage and media coverage about this guy back in the day. You know, so check your back issues of 2600. Or you can just go online and look. He does have a Wikipedia article written about him. And blah, blah, blah. Now, back in the day when Kevin Mitnick was going through his ordeal, I was following the story pretty closely because, yeah, it's true that he did do some criminal stuff, but like all hacker criminal things, nobody could be sure exactly what it is that he did, what part of it was illegal, this, that, and the other thing. And he ended up spending, you know, like 4 years in jail before he was even charged with any crime. Okay. So, yeah, there were some human rights violations, and it was a big hoodoo. But now, and I don't want to sound like I'm deifying Kevin Mitnick. There was some things that he did where I thought personally, well, he screwed up. You shouldn't have done that, or you should have done that differently. Blah, blah, blah. But needless to say, I was following his case fairly closely. Kevin Paulson is kind of my hero. His antics were a lot funnier to me than those of Kevin Mitnick. But still. I'm now standing in the big blind. There's nothing going on out here. There's no turtles on the logs. There's no ducks. There's no geese. There's 2 geese out on Goose Island. Wow, there's not a whole heck of a lot of geese around here anymore. Oh, wait, I do see some ducks. There's some ducks hiding behind the logs in the delta. And that fox log has something on it. Remember when I got those great pictures of the fox fishing off a log? There's something on that log right now. Oh, I think it's a wood duck. Yeah, that's what it is. Cool. Wood ducks are awesome. That goose kind of sounds like my cat. Howl. Howl. All right. Not much going on here. I think I'm going to head out. So, now that you have a slight inkling as to who Kevin Mitnick is, yeah, I am now, and I just can't believe it. I'm still in shock. I'm only 2 degrees of separation away from Kevin Mitnick because Doug met him a couple nights ago. Doug was down in Kansas City for some computer stuff and also probably to hang out with his girlfriend. I think that's where his girlfriend is from. Did I mention that already? And he went to some, you know, security type conference at which Kevin Mitnick was the, I don't know, keynote speaker or the guy giving the demonstrations and all this stuff. And so he was talking about how certain types of HID access cards can be cloned and stuff like that. And apparently Doug, I heard something out in the forest again. Are there deer back here? Apparently Doug has one of these types of cards for gaining entrance into his work building. And I'm not going to tell you where he works, because if you knew, you'd probably be panicking. No. Doug works for one of the large insurance companies, one of the world's largest insurance companies that is located here in Omaha, Nebraska. And no, it's not Mutual of Omaha, but this company does the underwriting, I think, for a lot of Mutual of Omaha's policies. This is also the same company that owns Geico and blah, blah, blah. And the company is in turn owned by who? That's right, Berkshire Hathaway, a.k.a. Warren Buffett. The guy who gave all his money to Bill Gates. Because that's what Bill Gates needed. A few more billion dollars. But that's neither here nor there. So Doug's access card to enter his building was so worn out that, it wasn't working so good anymore. So, as part of the demonstration of how to do computer crimes, I mean, how to prevent computer crimes, Kevin Mitnick cloned Doug's access card. How jealous am I? Yeah, like a million. Nobody ever clones my access cards. So Doug got to meet and hang out with Kevin Mitnick. Wow, I sure wish I could have been there. I just have boatloads of questions for Mitnick that he's probably tired of answering, but man. So that's basically what I responded to Doug. I said, nobody ever clones my access cards. I'm so jelly. I'm a jelly donut. Should we go back out to the boardwalk? Yeah, let's go back out there. And of course, I would have loved to have pictures of me and Mitnick. Or like me putting handcuffs on Mitnick or something like that would be funny. Or, Mitnick putting handcuffs on me. That might even be funnier as a photo, but Doug says, oh, it's okay, I got you something. And it turns out he got me one of Kevin Mitnick's business cards. Have you ever seen Kevin Mitnick's business cards? You might want to look this up. They are stamped metal. And they have punch-out lock picks. Which to me is so funny. It just makes me madder that I didn't think of this myself. Oh, too funny, too funny. And this all comes at a very strange time, just because the last couple days I have managed to pick up some of my favorite lockpick making materials. Yes, yes, yes. You need to learn how to pick locks. It's not as difficult as you might think, but it is much different than what you see on TV. Anything you think you know about lock picking probably isn't real. But I myself got interested in lock picking when I was a child. I don't know, I was about 7 or 8. I started learning how to defeat various types of locks, and it's so much easier than you might think. And then by the time I was 14 or 15 years old, I started learning how to make lock picks. And I made a whole bunch, all kinds of stuff. My dad had a nice bench grinder when I was a kid. Actually, it wasn't that nice. It was homemade from a bunch of recycled materials, but it was still great. It worked really great. One of our neighbors down the street had access to funny electric motors that were way more powerful than a grinder ever needed to be. Put a grinding stone on it, boom, you got yourself a grinder. And oh man, I loved that thing. And then a few years after that, I actually bought a really, really nice lock picking set. And it was, I remember it was $50, which was a lot of money back then. But oh, it was the bomb. I no longer have that lock picking set. I don't know what actually happened to it. I have some ideas, but I won't expound on them. But in the last couple days, I don't remember what I needed to pick a lock for, but I actually needed to make a pick. A lot of times I can pick a lock with just a paperclip or something, but I actually needed a torsion wrench and something else and a feeler. And I thought, oh, I gotta find me some of my favorite materials. And then about a day or two later, like 2 days ago, I actually found something, because it is street sweeping season here in Omaha. It's officially spring. We've got to get all the gravel up off the roads from winter. And so the street sweepers are out. And the brushes, what's the word I'm looking for? The little things that, street sweepers have those rotary brushes. Bristle, that's the word I'm looking for. Each bristle is a flat piece of, like, wire. And on occasion, very often, these will break off. And you can just find these in the street. And these are great, these bristles from street sweepers, for making various lock-picking tools like small torsion wrenches. And so I've been collecting those so I can make a few things. I've also got some shims out of a car windshield wiper that I'm going to be using. So anyway, although I do not have Kevin Mitnick's business card in my possession yet, I will. I will soon. I don't know if I'm actually going to dismantle the picks and try to pick some locks with the tools provided. I think I'll probably frame it. I think I'll frame Kevin Mitnick's business card and put it somewhere in my house where I can look at it every day as a reminder to be smart to remind me not to get caught and just remind me that I should have thought of, you know, the punch out lock picks first, because that's just too funny. That is just good comedy. All right, I'm standing at the entrance of the prairie grass plots in the mushroom garden. I'm looking around and I'm wondering if there's a mott back there who might want to start making some whistly sounds, but I'm certainly not hearing anything. Smells like flowers. I must be downwind of the butterfly garden, which is starting to flower up. But no, I see no signs of mutties. I'm also looking in this den that goes up the, that goes beside the path of the mushroom garden. It's hard to tell, too much grass. But there could be a mommy muttie in there. I'm gonna have babies any day now. We're gonna start seeing baby motts real soon. And I'm looking at all this super tall grass too, wondering when we're gonna find some praying mantises. I mean, praying mantes. I do love mantes. They're so cool. And I gotta get my friend Brian's kid out here, Lily. She likes bugs. And that might be my fault. Gotta get her out here and find some mantises. Oh well. I'm out of time. I'm heading back over to my car. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. You never know. Something weird is bound to come up, and it does every once in a while.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
This is DJ Fumata. Welcome to